Kakadosh Boker Tov, we're just going to take a break from the halachot. We're going to mention an important concept that was brought up that a lot of people that they don't know. Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Resh Samechet that to do with Beracha Achat Men Sheva. What does that mean? We know that there's such a concept as Beracha Achat Men Shalosh and Beracha Achat Men Sheva. Beracha Achat Men Shalosh means is a Birkat Amazon Doraita is three Berachot. The first three Berachot is Doraita. The Rabbanan, we have a Tova Metiv, which was added on later on. Now what happens is that when we do ala michia or ala etz or ala gefen, we do bracha achat, it's one bracha of ala michia, but it encompasses the three brachot inside. That's why in the middle, if you pay attention, it has the birkat hazan, it has the concept of bnei yishlaim, it has everything in the ala michia. That's called bracha achat me'en shalosh, it's like three brachot. The same halacha applies to bracha achat me'en sheva. We know that a normal amidah was 18 brachot, right? Chachamim added one extra, which was the Mashnim v'laminim. And then what happens is that all of a sudden, right, on Shabbat, we do not have the 19 brachot, we only have 7 brachot. So every single amidah is 7 brachot. Now, on the night of Friday night, they instituted bracha achat men sheva, which means the repetition of the amidah of Friday night is like one bracha, which encompasses all 7 brachot. You have mechayim etim, right? You have the kela kadosh and kamo. You have all the brachot, magen avot. Each one, you go through the amidah, you have the entire amidah is in, as if say, abridged, right? It's in the summary in this one bracha, bracha men sheva. Says Maran, this bracha of a bracha chamen sheva is not like a regular lacha that if you have a minyan, right, you have 10 men, right, that are above bar mitzvah, right, that you're going to come, you're going to say it. Says Maran, if you're praying in a bet avelim or a bet chatanim, which means that you're not in a bet knesset, and you're praying in a bet avelim or bet chatanim, you do not say bracha chat men sheva. You do not say the bracha. Why? It was only instituted in a bet knesset. Now, when you come further on, right, what happens is, what happens, for example, many times they pray, whether it's going to be in a hotel, in a house, in apartment buildings, right? What do you do? Many times people have on Friday nights, they have a, you know, in the buildings, they have a Friday night minyan.
You don't repeat.
What? So you don't repeat. Very good. So the halakha says, Maran, you do not repeat. There was a minhag Yerushalayim, right, that they would actually repeat it, where that was a minhag of Yerushalayim, because they say that Yerushalayim was a very, very holy status in itself, and because of the holy status, it's like, oh, it's all the Bet Knesset, so therefore they would repeat it, right? That was the minhag of Yerushalayim, right? You do also have that some Mekubalim also want to say that you would also repeat it, whether it's a Ben Ish Chai or other people. However, though, if you look throughout the halacha, the Sifrei halacha, Sifrei halacha says you do not repeat it, which means that if you're going to look, for example, even Rav Ben Sion Abashaul, Rav Ben Sion Abashaul quotes Rav Chida, that only if you have a Sefer Torah, right, and that you're going to basically have in the Sefer Torah, you're going to read from it the next morning, so then you would repeat it. Why? Because it's like a Bet Knesset. You're coming, you're going to pray there. So if you have a Sefer Torah, you have a Rav Ben Sion Abashaul to come and to pray there, even though Yalku Yosef, they all argue on the Or Letzion as well, which means that according to Rav Uvadia Yosef and the Yalku Yosef, the Lachabura, meaning all the Rav Uvadias as well, they all come and they all say that no, that just like, right, it's like Shitat Maran, we do not say it whatsoever unless you're in a Bet Knesset. The same halacha was that was also Minhag of Morocco and Tunisia. If you look in all the Moroccan Sefarim, right, all the books of Minhagim, whether it's Magen Avot or Teret Avot or all these things, our Minhag was that unless it was in a Bet Knesset, we never said it whatsoever. So it comes out also that it could be even a problem. Why? Safek Berachot Lakel. Right, if right now, right, you have a concept that mitzad halacha you're not allowed to say it, right? Because Maran says you're not allowed to say it, right? That was the psak also. That was a minhag that you're not allowed to say it. Now, if I'm going to come and I'm going to say it, now you have a problem, because if I'm not allowed to say it, right, and there was obviously no minhag, it's not a minhag, right? There wasn't such a concept of minhag Yerushalayim. So minhag Yerushalayim, that's going to be different if somebody's in Yerushalayim. But for example, in the diaspora, that there was no minhag to say it. So therefore it comes out that it could even be a bracha levatala. Because if I'm not allowed to say it, and I'm going to say it when I'm not supposed to say it, so now it becomes a bracha levatala that I'm not even allowed to answer amen to you anymore. So therefore it's very, very important to remember this, that all the people, whenever, if they are going to pray, right, in a house, right, in, as if to say, in a minyan, in a house, and they're going to, or in a house, or in a building, doesn't matter where it is, but it's not in a bet knesset, so what happens is you would only say Yom HaShishi, and you would skip out the bracha achat men sheva, and then you do Kaddish, just like what we're going to do this year on the night of Pesach. Pesach this year comes out like last year, which is on Friday night and Motzei Shabbat. So on Friday night of the Pesach, even in the Bet HaKnesset, we don't say Beracha Chamen Sheva. The reason why it's brought down is because the concept of Beracha Chamen Sheva was in order for protection. Because if somebody would come late for Arvit on the night, right, we know that usually never happens. But once upon a time, it did happen. So if somebody came late, what would happen is he would stay by himself in the fields. All the Bet HaKnesset were in the fields. It was dangerous. So they instituted Beracha Chamen Sheva, that they would be there. So now what happens is that on the night of Pesach, it's Lel Shimurim. It's the night of protection. That's what we brought down. There was a famous machloka between the Mishnah Berurah, the Kaf Chaim. Do you even have to say Kriyat Shema L'Mitah or not on the night of Pesach? Because of this machloka, it's Lel Shimurim. It's a night of protection. So because of that, on the night of Pesach, we do not say the Beracha Chamen Sheva, even in a Bet HaKnesset. So if a person's not in a Bet HaKnesset on a regular Friday night, he would just, right after the Amidah, they would say Yom HaShishi, and then immediately they would do the Kaddish, just like what they would do on a Friday night of the Pesach that we mentioned. Because again, Shitat Maran, there's also the Psak Halacha of the majority of the Achronim as well, meaning of the Paskim of the Halacha. The majority of them say that. The Yalkut Yosef has a long Arichut about when you do Halacha in Kabbalah, how do you go to, but obviously we go like the Halacha, that we're not going to do like the Kabbalah. And also that was a minhag as well, that we do not say it whatsoever. So it's important to pay attention to that, because a lot of people, they don't know, they come, they just start saying things, and they don't realize what's going on, because they don't have a true leadership when it comes to sometimes these minyanim, that they just, you know, sporadically just come and make a minyan, right? So therefore a person just pay attention to what the halacha is, in order to know what's yes, what's not, right? In order that he complies with the halacha.